This episode of The Mr. Brown Show is sponsored by Mobile Podcast from M1.
Hello and welcome to The Mr. Brown Show. I'm Mr. Brown.
And this is The Mr. Tan Show with The Mr. Tan. Why can't I have my own show? Why?
You're having politics of envy. Today we decided just to share the news with you.
I'm looking at the Today paper.
Okay.
Today.
Okay.
But by the time you hear it,
it's tomorrow.
It will be... No, yesterday. What, you think... Macam deja vu. You think they print so fast?
Yeah, correct. It's yesterday, I'm sorry.
So, okay, news today. Kelantan's internet servers tops in search for porn. So, according to Google Trends... Not according to us, Google Trends. Eh?
No, yes. We don't make this stuff up.
We don't know. It's just the facts, man.
Yeah.
Google Trends say... When you... the people who search for... internet porn words, majority of them, in fact, the highest number of them come from Kelantan.
Kelantan. Yeah.
Scandal. Kelantan.
Conservative Kelantan.
Why you search internet porn? Why?
Because offline is no the porn.
Offline no tak porn.
Yeah. Online other porn.
Online porn boleh. Okay, so they find the Malay porn words.
Like what?
Like, let me see. My Malay, habis. Okay. B-O-G-E-L. Bojel.
Bojel.
Is no gel, is it?
No. I think it's nudity.
Oh, okay. Then gamba bojel. Pictures of people without gel.
Right, so they're looking for gamba.
Yeah.
All right.
And then sex, S-E-K-S. Melayu, okay?
Sex Melayu.
And cerita six. Sexy stories.
60 stories.
Yes.
All right. Must have narrative, lah.
Yeah.
Or else it's not meaningful.
Because otherwise, nothing to forward. You just knew.
Straight away.
No.
Must have once upon a time.
Yeah. And then she walked through the door.
Yeah.
And then the door opened. And they go, hey, what are you doing here? Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'm just renting a flat. You know, okay. Don't blame me. YouTube corrupt me. Oh, by the way, Today newspaper call the people who use YouTube YouTuber.
Okay.
Why? Why you call people like that? I never call you YouTuber. You call me Tuber.
You are a YouTuber.
YouTuber.
All right.
You rhizome better. You potato head.
So you use Google Video to be a what? Googler. So like in YouthLink, which is the Monday youth thing.
Oh, you read the Straits Times.
Straits Times.
Oh, okay.
How should Singapore spend its money? Let MOF know. Not Ministry of Sound. Ministry of Finance.
How do you get Ministry of Sound from MOF?
MOS, man.
No, no, that one's MOFS.
Ministry of... Funky sound. Funky lah, don't say it.
Like this new group. Not new group lah, but we like the name. It's the Asterix Skip.
Yeah, you got this project.
The Skip. Yeah. Like, censored like that.
We still haven't figured out how they pronounce it.
Is it U?
The star.
The star.
Starscape.
Star Asterix Skip.
Starscape.
Is it the Peepscape?
Peepscape.
The Peepscape! Can you just move the car? I'm trying to get out. Come on.
So you must let the MOF know, right? How do Singapore spend money? You ask youth, confirm be dear Ministry of Finance.
How do you spend the money?
Please,
come
Singapore.
Come out of the pocket, lah. Then how the come out through our nose. All right, we pay through the nose.
No, must write essay, one.
Write essay.
Yeah. 2007 essay competition. Write essay, tell the Ministry of Finance how Singapore should spend its money. Buy Xbox 360, yeah. That's only how many letters. Must write 2,500 words. Yeah.
Wait, don't we pay these guys to figure out how Singapore spends its money?
No.
Why are we having essay competition? Then the kids are deciding.
Because
grown-ups don't enter essay competitions.
Yeah.
Not normal grown-ups anyway.
You want the youth to feel involved, ma?
So, some 14-year-old kid is going to decide on the national budget?
Yeah.
Okay.
Feedback, ma?
If he can do it well, I'll give him the minister's salary.
Well, the headline says...
You know, I want him to be corrupted.
The headline says, let MOF know. They didn't say they're going to listen.
Very clever.
It's right.
These MOF people.
I know.
Hats off to you.
Yeah. Just let us know. So you're going to take my advice? No, I didn't say that.
Say, let us know.
Yeah, we just want to know. Then, of course, they're talking about prom night.
Prom night.
Students as young as 18 spending up to $1,000 to doll up for prom night. Is it justified or a sign of spoiled generation?
I think it's just preparation for you to pay through the nose when you get married.
Yeah, you know, it's just a mini marriage thing.
Yeah, it's a mini marriage.
Yeah, you get a tux, you get a dress.
I never got a tux. I never wore a tux.
What do you wear?
I got my old prefect school blazer and I take out the school crest.
How do you take it out?
I just pull out the stitches.
Then there's a little outline of the stitches.
It's dark, okay?
Alright, okay.
It's a dark blue, you know, blazer.
Then, after that, you wear tie or that's it?
I didn't wear tie.
Oh, just jacket. Oh, cool. T-shirt or...
Miami Vice. All right. T-shirt. Yeah, t-shirt, man. Oh, no socks, baby.
No socks, t-shirt. Oh.
Go there. Nobody dance with you. Bloody hell.
I went to two proms. I did.
How desperate are you?
No, I was invited to the other one.
Went to the wrong school, is it?
No, I went to my own.
Don't blah, blah.
I went to my own. Then one night later, I went to Hua Chong one, my own. Then I went to the Raffles one.
Oh, you study very fast.
Yeah.
One day, and
transfer.
Wow, all level finished.
I was connected, okay. So I went to both. So I rented a tux.
Huh?
Rented a tux for the week.
I heard you went to tux.
No.
That's three schools.
Yeah.
Went to Totaps Prom, which is worse, which is like a secondary school for boys or something.
Gosh, yeah.
Okay, wait, so where you go?
I went to the Hua Chong one, and then I went to the Raffles one. Yeah, one was at Shangri-La, I think, and the other one was at Raffles.
Raffles is at Raffles.
Raffles City, no, Raffles, what's that place called? Stamford, the time it was called. Yeah, I think that was it.
So Raffles was at Raffles City, and Hua Chong was at Hua Chong City.
No, Raffles was at Shangri-La, and Hua Chong one was at Raffles.
What a screwed up world we live in. Is there no God?
No. How can the Raffles people not have it at Raffles Hotel?
Well, they invited you, so maybe it wasn't a very good year. I don't know.
Yeah, they were desperate.
Come to a prom.
This club, we don't have enough people. They didn't buy enough tickets.
Nobody wants to dress up. They just wear pity kit.
So I rented a tux. It was fun.
Really rented.
Yeah, I rented.
I've never rented clothes.
Yeah, that was my first and only time.
You pay and then you get.
I remember how much I paid when it was $60.
It's not been a very good time.
No, it was okay. I had to provide my own cummerbund and my own tie.
You wore a cummerbund? What is this?
Yeah, you wear a tie.
1950s USA.
No, it was 1980 something. You know.
You didn't wear a T-shirt.
No. I was very, very, very well dressed. Okay.
Throw that man out of here.
So nowadays, people are spending $1,000 apparently. Kids are spending $1,000 on their...
If they have $1,000 to spend,
Yeah, that's true. It's your money, right?
Yeah,
your mother's money, right?
Yeah.
What's that?
Maybe they're elites. But, don't say...
No. They're not... Just because they're elite doesn't mean they're elitist.
Yeah, don't be envious of the elites.
Yeah.
Please don't hate me because I'm rich and beautiful.
That's right.
I have problems too. I have, stuff, not really money problems, but I live in a very small house, smaller than Ong Beng Seng's.
And my house is very far from the main road, you know.
Yes. I have to take 5 whole steps.
Then to the car, then the car takes me out. Waste a lot of petrol, you know.
Yeah, not that it's expensive or what for us, but...
Yeah.
You know.
It's troublesome.
Yes. We are elites, but not elitist.
No.
We are rich, but not richest. We are pretty, but not prettiest. So don't be poorest and hate us.
Yeah.
What is elite without being elitist? I don't understand. My brain...
Humble elite.
Humble elite.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's a humble...
Let's have more humble elite. All right. Yeah. All you humble elite, raise your hand.
Humblest.
You don't bluff. I see you before. Okay.
We should have a new term for the humble elite.
Humblit.
Are you a humblit?
Or evil. I like humblit.
Humblit better. Humblit.
Lay ho humblit la.
They should promote humblitism.
Yeah. Let's promote humblitism.
It means you're very, very rich and you're very elite and everything, but you're humble. So that you don't promote the politics of
envy. How do you spell? Is it humblit or humblit?
H-U-M... L-I-T-E.
That's like hum light, which is like diet hum.
Okay.
Sea hum, but low fat.
Low fat sea hum.
Humbleet lah.
Humblite.
Okay.
Humbleet.
Okay.
I hereby declare the word humbleet in use.
Okay.
Humbleetism.
Don't be like the MediaCorp reporter and quote it as humblite.
No.
Okay,
no.
We say first.
Yeah, humbleet.
Give me a tight slap.
And then if you happen to behave in a way that's humble and at elite, you are humbleetist.
Yes. Let's have a humbleet campaign.
Yeah.
Make humbleet our way of life. Everybody must be elite, but humble.
That's right. Okay. Don't flaunt it.
Yes, but don't try not to be elite.
Yeah.
Because then you'll just be crappy piece of shit.
No, you must not. You must rise.
Strive.
You strive. Excellence.
Strive.
Then your car, you know, you may have a Merce, but you paint it in a non-gaudy color. Or maybe you can, if you have a Merce, but it must look like a Hyundai.
Wow.
Yeah, you must zeng your car downwards.
Humbleet, very tough.
Tough. Humbleetism is a very difficult way of life.
I don't know whether I can do it. It would take a very good person to do it.
You buy a 3-room flat, HDB, but when you go into the HDB flat, it's connected to the condo behind.
Wow. That's so humbleet.
Yeah. You don't go through the main entrance of the condo.
Lao Bok Sai. Humbleet. Okay, so if you know of a humbleet person, please send in a 1,200 word essay.
Yeah. Tell the Ministry of Elitism what you feel, how Singapore should.
Hey, not Ministry of Elitism.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Humbleetism.
Yes.
MOH.
Huh?
Yes, Ministry of Health.
Yeah.
How?
Crap. I already know. We can't set up this ministry.
How?
You guys are on your own. I don't care.
Cannot, yeah. We need three letters.
Yes.
H. AS Humble Agency of Singapore.
Okay.
You are a has, you know, you got has.
Yeah. Okay.
You're not a has been, you are a has. That means you have, but yeah, you're not a have, you're has.
Who will be Minister of Humble?
You need to choose a minister, right? Someone who is elite and yet humble.
Yeah. Anybody without portfolio now. Anybody now who doesn't draw
or
no portfolio. Huh?
Lee Boon Yang? Lee Moon Heng. Lee Moon Heng got no portfolio, right?
What is Lee Boon Yang? Don't say Lee Boon Yang.
Lee Moon got portfolio.
Yeah.
Ayuh, sorry.
Oh, you want to get into trouble again?
Lee Moon Heng.
See me, Lee Moon Heng. Who is
NTUC,
who?
That one, he just stepped down, right?
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Set.
Then we give
he got
him,
blocked,
la.
Right?
He don't have, la, I think.
Huh? I thought he got blocked one.
Block is Joshua. Joshua is Tumpang.
No. The old NDUC boss got blocked.
Oh, that's different. That's the boss. We're talking about ministers here.
I don't know. It's not like, you know.
That's Tan Kin Lian.
I just vote the party. I don't
know. Oh, you don't know who they are. Yeah. Vote along party lines.
As long as they wear white, they dance. All right.
Yeah, they hip hop.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Anybody who dances hip hop must be good, right? I mean.
Yeah, I believe also. Yeah. I believe in you fool.
It's not like a lot of gangsters dance hip hop.
No, bad guys don't dance hip hop.
No, they don't.
No.
It takes discipline. I see a lot of these hip hop movies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very, very like, it takes a lot of, they practice very hard. It's a craft.
Yeah. Then always got one bad group. But the bad group always in the end don't win. Then.
Yeah.
The good group win because in addition to practicing in the rain, they're all friendship, number one.
Yeah, okay? They keep it real.
Yeah. They are humbly.
Humbly also, humbly. Yeah. Humbly rappers.
Represent.
They represent, yeah.
East Coast, West Coast, all the coasts they represent.
East Coast, all the GRC and the East and West also. Yeah. I think humbleet is a good word.
Okay. Today, let's make it, today is official World Humbleet Day.
Humbleet Day.
Okay, go and tell your father, mother, today is Humbleet Day.
Yeah, if you're elite, today is the day you behave humbly.
Change.
Yeah, and then if you are not elite, go and hug an elite person today.
Wow.
Yeah, must bridge. Know, You must bridge the divide.
That's pushing.
You must. Like, if you ask the elite to behave humbly, then the non-elites have to bridge that divide by, you know, reaching out. So, have you hugged your elite today?
No, hug the humbly lah.
Humbly lah. Find a humbly that you respect.
Hug the elite. Come on, that's disgusting.
Okay, you hug the humbly. Okay, have you hugged and humbly today?
You say humbleet.
everybody has a task to do. La. Find a humbleed and hug that humbleed.
Hunt that humbleed down and hug him. In your $1,000 prom dress.
I think you should start with proms. You know.
What?
Proms would be a good place to start hunting for humbleeds.
Humbleeds, yes.
People with like jackets, blazers.
People with very beautiful, expensive dresses. And they're like, oh, this thing, I just threw it on. You go and hug them.
Yeah.
All right.
Because they're very humble.
That's very humble. That's... We need people like that.
This,
all right.
This is nothing.
Don't ignore these people. We need them in our society.
This $10,000 dress is nothing.
Hug them right away.
Hug them hard. Mm. Until all the breath come out. Mm. But don't kill them. Because
don't kill them. Oh, for goodness sake. Don't kill the humbly. We need them.
Yeah.
There are few enough as it is.
Yeah, yeah.
They are endangered species. Don't cut them up and make shark's fin soup.
No, no, cannot. That's wrong. Because they are kind of... Are they even endangered? Some people say they are. Some people say they are not. Specific species, right?
I don't. Because the other species, the elite, always make a lot of the noise. And, you know, they got this big, uncaring face. They distract people from the humble who are like, caring face.
Yeah, yeah. They've been... Yes. They're doing the caring thing. And they are still elite.
Go and look out for the caring face. That's... The first sign of a humbleed. Yeah.
Mm. Caring face. Mm. Yeah. Even while they are like there, like reaching excellence and riches and all that.
They got the caring face.
Caring face.
Yeah. In the army, these people will stand out. I tell you. Because the rest of us, the instructor will say, hey, soldier, don't show me that shag face. But humbleed is like, hey, soldier! Wow, that's a good carrying face. Carry on, soldier. Ha ha, chicken feet all the way. All right, go up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Wow, officer. Ding, just like that.
Show me that face.
Wow. Yeah. Sword of honor. Okay, just like that.
True. Army is a very good place to find humble faces. Mm. Show me your carrying face. The corporal won't say, no, sergeant, no, sergeant. Sergeant will never say, you know, don't show me your carrying face.
Yeah, he will say, show me your caring face.
Yeah.
Soldier, please, show me your caring face. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the modern army. Yeah. Not like our time.
It's a 3G army.
Wow, so fast.
Yeah.
Now got 3.5G.
I think it's a different G. I never quite figured out what 3G is, actually.
Huh?
Like, what are the 3Gs? I'm scared if I go back to reservists, they ask me, soldier, name me the 3Gs that make up the 3G army.
Gash, Gaz, Gondo.
Garang, good,
and Gunyang.
Gundu. No, I think Gundu cannot be part of a 3G army.
3G is all Malay word, man.
Not necessarily.
Well, I'm okay. All the commands, you know,
commands is Malay word. Our right, commands, so we should continue the tradition. Right? So a 3G army is Garang.
Garang.
Yeah. Gundu. But then Gundu is not a very good positive word.
Well... You must have the positive spin.
Yeah. It's a good kind of gundu.
Okay. It's the good kind of gundu.
And then gerir. Right. You...
No, you had another G before. Where did that go? That?
Garang...
Gabra.
Gabra? I don't think Gabra should be part of that, but okay.
It's
I suppose
good Gabra.
It's a good
not,
Gabra.
Not the deliberate... Not the negative Gabra.
The
come
positive
on,
Gabra.
You always see.
Okay.
You have Gabra envy, is it? What's wrong with you?
3G army is the...
Trying to be divisive.
Garang, Gabra, and Gundu.
Okay. No, yeah. No free list.
Oh, I see.
Now so they always say no free list.
I don't understand what the free list... I've never enjoyed a free list.
Neither have I, but...
What is it supposed to mean? Like,
no, they just tell you there's no free list. So like, don't come asking for a free list. Cause,
I think it means like National Servicemen got a special discount or something, I think.
When? Since when?
I don't know. But they always declare there's no free list. I've been looking for a free list. I can't find a free list movie. Maybe at Yangtze.
The one must bring in plastic bag. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. The Lovely Woman of Bangkok.
R.A. Bring your own plastic bag. Warning, floors are sticky.
Ew. Please bring own umbrella. No free list.
Plenty of free list. All right, cinema people, please write into us. If you have free list, please let us know.
Yeah, we want to know where it's still available for free list. I can't find it in life. There's a lot
These army people will not watch movies for 2.5 years.
No, cannot.
Because there's no free list.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you people? They're dying out there in our country. Dying until you die.
Okay, see, like,
I just did the newspaper sound effect over my Oscar winning dramatic performance.
Okay, well, yeah.
Got it, you found it.
Well, yeah, it says no free list on everything.
Alright. Okay. Alright, here's...
What does that mean?
Here's a suggestion. Alright, mm-hmm. Cinema people, when you advertise, we understand there's no free list, so just put when there's free list.
Yeah, it's easier, isn't it?
Okay.
Save the words.
Yeah, everybody's saying it. I mean...
List is not free unless otherwise stated.
Mm.
How about that?
Okay. Easy.
Yeah.
Alright. I mean, people are, you know, you want them to go. You don't want to stay at home and download the movie and, you know, search for Gamba Sexy or whatever.
No, you don't want. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gamba. Bojel. Bojel nudity.
Mr. Bojel goes.
You want them to go to the cinema to watch this nudity stuff. You don't want them to download because you don't make any money.
If you want to go and watch this kind of nudity stuff.
Yeah.
Go and support the Crazy Horse. I heard... Crazy, I read somewhere.
Yeah.
Do you read that too?
Yeah. Nobody's going there, man.
What's wrong?
What's wrong with people?
They keep changing the lineup. Do you know that? They keep changing the girls. It's not that you can tell because all the flashing lights and the colored thing. Is there all the dots flying around? You don't even know whether it's a nipple or if it's just, you know.
The lighting thing.
But you must go and support them.
They put so much effort to give you artistic nudity.
Yes, they got no bra, they don't have support.
Yeah, and then you're going to go. Support lah.
Support your creation.
If not, how Singapore can become world class?
Yes, otherwise become lazy horse.
Lazy horse.
Because nobody come. They go on dance.
You know what they do with horses? They are not, you know, like injured, right?
No.
They take them to the back and shoot them.
No.
You don't want crazy horse to kinda the shoot at the back of the shed, right?
No.
Yeah, you want it around. I mean,
girls,
you know.
If you need shelter, come and look for me. I don't let them shoot you. Dance naked and nobody cares. They want to kill me. Yes, and we would like to answer some questions people have been writing in.
Yeah.
To ask, when is the next...
Zheng My Car. Yes.
And the answer will be revealed on this show.
Yeah.
So just tune in every day, every single day. In fact, if you can hear it like 10 times, just to make sure you don't miss it.
Yeah.
And you might just catch it.
Who knows? But the day that you don't tune in and it's on...
Wow, you're going to kick yourself, man.
Tough.
Yeah.
You know.
You're going to drive your head into the wall. Why did I miss
my car?
Why? The humanity.
And some of you are also asking why sometimes you download the show and halfway it cuts off.
Okay, those people will not be listening to this part of the show, but tell your friends who can't download properly. What?
What's the secret? Yeah, well, try again.
Really?
that's all there is to it. Sometimes traffic's heavy.
No, why? Sometimes they download twice and then they don't, you know, it's still stuck.
Then basically your computer is being monitored by the Kelantan Internet Porn Agency. Yeah. wrongfully blocking our very clean show from your computer in Kelantan.
Yes. Kelantan listeners, hello.
Hi.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Sorry, no sexy stories.
Yes, on but we're happy to keep you company while you load up the sexy websites.
And if there's enough demand from Kelantan, who knows, we might even do the show new next time.
Like we are right now.
Yeah. Jeez, this cold.
Are we sponsored?
Yeah, we are actually.
Okay.
This month, we are sponsored by...
The whole month?
Yeah, the whole month. M1 Mobile Podcast.
M1 Mobile Podcast.
Yes.
Okay. Is that good?
It's very good because for the price you pay...
Are you saying that because they're the sponsor?
No, of course not. I'm very neutral and objective about this. I think it's a good deal because you pay like, I think $5.25 a month or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to download all the podcasts you like from their podcast application, which you get into, you know, you download that podcast program into your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You can subscribe to like the Mr. Brown Show and listen every day, and you don't incur data charges.
Oh.
It's covered.
Fixed.
Yeah, it's fixed. You pay the fixed fee for the whole...
No
hidden...
No.
No,
suddenly the guy pop. Hey!
Aha! Oh,
$5 billion.
Yeah, $5 billion.
Okay, thank you very much.
No. It's a fixed fee.
$5 plus.
Yeah. And then I think between now and the 31st of December, they're waiving the setup charge, the registration charge, and for 3 months, if you sign up now, it's half. The usual price is like $2 something. So you just go to MyWorld miworld.com.sg, miworld.com.sg, and find out more. Or just click on the banner.
Okay.
On our MrBrownShow.com site.
Click on that banner. Click on all the other banners.
Support our site.
Support the people who are supporting us.
Yeah, it's very good. And you know, no data charges for podcasts.
Mm.
Download all the podcasts you want to listen to.
Yes.
It's a good deal. Because yes. I rack up data charges like no tomorrow, and I know how much those things cost. Mm. So do check it out. It's a good deal, really. I think so.
And besides that, the podcast itself is free, so...
Yeah.
We'll never charge you money.
No, we don't.
We love you all.
We love you all, man. Love you.
And I'd like to thank my ex-wife.
And yeah, this is for you. And, you know, I wouldn't, like, you know, just embarrass you in front of National TV Live, but yeah.
I have no idea why I don't watch TV anymore.
Yeah, but
I am a YouTuber.
I'm a YouTuber too, actually.
YouTubers rule.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.